and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is Elle. Welcome to our new show, Ask Elle, with my co-host, Ron Lim.
Hi there.
And our show is brought to you by tonight,
Carlene's
and Deja Vu Restaurants. Yes. Thank you very much. So here we are. Our new show is a show that's focusing on relationships.
Yeah.
Advice for men, advice for women, dating, and relationships.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
I need.
So, Ron was nice enough to join me. And so just a little bit about myself. I really have a bit of a mission, and that mission is to really seize every opportunity to help both men and women overcome challenges that hinder satisfying relationships. I've been doing this work for about 20 years, researching, schooling, educating around it, but mostly really my greatest experience is just from my own circumstances and challenges, pitfalls, and trying to you learn from those. So, Ron?
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about you. Where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Southern California, Newport Beach, moved up to Northern California in the early 80s, and I eventually got a job with the airlines, which got me into crisis management, which got me into psychology. That launched me in that direction, and then life circumstances, I just carried on. More education and some certifications, and so, yeah.
Then you moved to Eureka somewhere.
Right? Yeah, Humboldt. Moved to Humboldt. Yeah.
And I met you there a couple years ago, and now she's here in Reading, and we're very good friends.
Yeah, invited on this show to
talk about
talk
you
a couple times, and then was invited
to
my own show.
Yeah, Linda suggested we do a show.
And so here we are.
She's pretty persuasive.
Yeah.
Are you there, Linda?
I'm
no.
here. Can
oh,
you hear
yeah,
me?
There she is.
I thought I heard some snickering.
Oh, I've been here the whole time. I'm laughing with you. Okay. So, first of all, really, congratulations. It's, you know, you've showed me, I think you've shown your clients, you've shown Ron, you've shown Redding, and not all, not in that order, but, you know, your bravery. And when I go in to Ask Elle, that's askelle.net, I want people to go online to look at your personal story because, you know, you can talk a little bit about it on the air, but there's some things that I really didn't know from a couple times been interviewing you about how much addiction really transformed your life into doing some of this work.
Yes, absolutely. Really kind of the impetus, driving force behind a lot of this work, the relationship part, you know, really in an attempt to save my marriage, which, you know, I couldn't. There were other things present, such as the addiction. But, yeah, you're right. Thank you. Thank you for that.
And I'm encouraging those people because, you know, I don't know, I think more so, not, I mean, not, it's not as present today, but there was a period of time, I think, you know, in my life where you would hear, oh, you know, people, there's a stigma attached to Al-Anon. Well, my best girlfriend, who I was in the Gold Diggers with, I mean, she's really very, very, very involved in Al-Anon, and AA, and her husband, she's married to now, I mean, because they're teachers, and they speak it, they live it, they're very involved in the spiritual work of that, and the 12-step program. But what I encourage people is that through this all self-discovery, recovery, self-discovery, And being able to have somebody like an Elle who is helping in transformation in life coaching, we all get blocked. We all get stuck. Like, how, what do I, you know, and these, one of the key things you're talking about that somebody said, thanks to L, I'm no longer operating from a place of constant fear, which is exhausting me for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
what
thank
do you think
you
that's
that.
About when people have fear and they're blocked?
Well, fear, you know, the brain is designed, the primary function of the brain is to keep us alive and to drive us into a place of survival. And fear is a very good tool for survival. It does drive you away from things that your experiences have maybe embedded in you that you need to avoid. Unfortunately, you know, those fears, the habits that we develop when we're younger, it's a little bit like putting a cast on your leg and never taking it off. So what helps you initially impedes you later in life, and it becomes crippling. And those fears stay with us. And, you know, part of the work that I do, rapid transformational therapy, very specifically works with helping people get unblocked from their fears or belief systems and transforming those belief systems through very powerful mindfulness coaching, which also uses some tools of hypnotherapy for that. So I appreciate you bringing that up. And
well, it's an important part of what you're doing on this show, too, is that you're going to eventually build a following where people are going to call in. You know, if they'll have a personal, just like they do with Dave Ramsey. They'll talk about, yeah, I got a mortgage, what should I do? You know, they're going to be talking about relationship issues. And go ahead, about it's very hard to try to describe what that rapid RTT?
Yeah, rapid transformational therapy.
Yeah,
it's a little bit hard to describe because it utilizes lots of tools from lots of different types of therapy, and it's a very intuitive process. I don't do the same thing with any two people. It's a client that comes into my office. You know, it's their process, it's their space, it's their story, it's their time.
Right.
So I just give them that space to go ahead and work on whatever it is their biggest challenge is. We start there. And
well, I can tell you that my brother and I were talking about this today. Cause my brother is 40 years sober, something like that.
Congratulations.
And he's very involved with his men's clothes group.
Mm-hmm.
And every morning at 6, they're religious. They've gone through probably, I don't know how many steps and whatever they do.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning. He's been here at the house, and he goes in the kitchen, and he's on this Zoom call with all of them. And they're all, you know, high-profile business people that, you know, have this, like, you know, what they do in order to support each other. And, you know, my brother and I were talking about this yesterday about, you know, these tapes that you have from a child, and some of them could be like, you're not good enough, you know, maybe that's not what your parents intended to say or do, but you kind of had this as a kid, like if you didn't get an A and you got a B, there wasn't a congratulations, it was, what do you mean you didn't get an A, you know,
not enough.
You know, thanks for trying, or good job trying. You know, it was like, what do you mean you didn't, you know, there are people carry this around, and you're, you know, my brother and I talk about this because these, you know, you kind of come into an environment, like say when you go back and you see your family, you revert back to these feelings of when you're a super young child, and it's like a knee-jerk thing, no matter how much work you've done, it's still in your DNA.
Yeah, those pathways are there, and you can make them so that the ditches are not, the ruts aren't as deep. You can make the ruts less deep, but they're still there. They're still going to show up. There's, you know, the work is it's never ending, but you can make it so that it's easier. And through the rapid transformational therapy, it's a really powerful, phenomenal way to go in and really get to the heart of what the person is wanting to work on, and then help create those changes for them, and soften the noise of the old tapes and increase the noise of the new the new messages they want. And you've made a really good point. It oftentimes it just comes down to not feeling like you're enough. Not good enough, not skinny enough, not smart enough, not rich enough.
Yeah. And let's talk about how advertising and through the ages that they have done. I know you're going to have to take a break, and I'll hold on to the show because I have lots of questions.
Yay.
And encourage people to call in with the hotline number, which is 530-605-4567. It's up there on that board.
I see that. I was just going to announce that way, but you guys are really busy yakking there. So
yeah,
talking.
And I want you to station identification, and I'll just be hanging on the phone here.
Yeah, I've actually got some people messaging me. They're signing in, so I know they're listening. Cindy, for one.
Ooh.
Cindy, if you have any questions.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Yeah, feel free to call. Oh, that number, yeah, you already saw 605-4567. Okay.
Yeah, so. And I think it's time you guys need to take a break, and then I'll hold on.
Okay.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Hey there, we're back with our new show. This is Ron Lim, co-host to Ask L, our new show about relationships. And I'm just the one to talk about relationships. This is brought to you by our sponsor, Carlene's Restaurant and Deja Vu. So here we are with Ask L.
And we have Linda on the phone.
Oh, that's right.
With lots of questions.
You still there, Linda?
Yeah, well, I mean,
she got lots
you know,
of questions.
Hanging on.
Congratulations and
thank you.
Yeah, congratulations on the new show. And you know, I wanted to ask a couple questions. First of all, and then the other, because we've got this hour to talk about relationships, questions, and maybe suggest for anybody listening that they can call in. They're listening in to launch you and cheer you on. But I wanted to ask you about how you came across, you know, it's wonderful when you have people like Carlene, who is, works her butt off, does an incredible job, with her staff and her love. I mean, I walked in one time to Carlene, and she was up there washing, standing on a step stool, washing the, you know, cleaning the mirrors. And the store, I hadn't even opened. They actually let us up 15 minutes early. And she was washing the stuff, and I just thought, you know, that's what an owner of a business does, is you take care of the minute details.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's phenomenal at that.
Yeah, she's quite the businesswoman. And
and wanted to support you, and they
did. No, she didn't. Because, you know, she's had a chance to talk to us when we go in to eat. Turns into three-hour conversations.
Ron, for you too, Ron, I mean, this has been... probably a super emotional, like a Victoria, it's like a celebration, but a super emotional, like the ending of a legacy. I mean, legacy will never end.
Right.
But when you close the door on something that's been decades old and has been on Redding's, like, what do you want to call it, like, just been like Jack's restaurant, which is so at Lim's restaurant.
Just 90 years. But we just closed
90 years.
Yeah, we just closed the door an hour ago, actually. And then from there, I came here. We're actually serving the last meal, to speak, to Jack Potter and all the tribes of Shasta County.
That is just the best.
They've been our consistent supporters for years, many years.
And what was the story that you had about there used to be signs up years ago, your father?
Back in the early days, there were signs posted all over, you know, restaurants in those days, that businesses, that no dogs or Indians allowed, believe it or not. And so my dad, being who he is, you know, he didn't see anybody but human beings, so he let everybody in, and ever since then the tribes here have been supporting us, and are very loyal. And Jack Potter is probably our biggest fan. We've got, I don't know, 40 or 50 people in there right now.
He's so much fun, and talk about a guy who's been on a you know, a path.
He actually got pretty emotional. He did.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, you don't want something, you know, when something's family, you don't want it to, you get, I don't know, Al, you're the expert person here, you know, that change is hard, change is good, but change is really hard when so much in our world and our society is changing at such a rapid pace. It's just, it's a sadness.
It's a lot of loss around change.
Okay.
So, what are we talking about? What were we talking about for the break?
Well, I mean, we're in a session right now, but I did want to talk about habits and behaviors, and that's with what you're doing with the RTT and addictions and mind chatter and, like, you know, like I said, one of the ladies on your was quoted about, you know, she was constantly in a place of fear. Mm-hmm. I would think, like, because I know we've got a big trip coming up, what happens in a situation when you're kind of trapped in a plane or trapped somewhere, that this RTT could possibly help with those people who maybe have panic.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm stuck, I don't want to get stuck, or people, and their fear of, like, what's happening in crowds and that kind of thing, that RTT could help.
Yes, it can help. And it's a partnership in helping. It's nothing that I do specifically that's magical. It's a relationship, and the most important aspect of it is, I'll just give you an example. I think I've used this example before, but I had a gentleman that wanted to quit smoking and drinking. Called me up, and I do a lot of my work remotely and via phone. He wanted to quit smoking and drinking and had cancer in his throat. But in talking to him, I knew he really didn't want to quit smoking and drinking. He was just saying, I should. I should. So the word should is a is one of those red flags that means they're not really believing it, and that's not really what they want. So then the relationship is about getting to what they really want. And what he really wanted, you know, he was a, what do you call it, pipeline worker. So just a rough, around the edges pipeline worker, been smoking and drinking his whole life, his social life. That's what he did. That's who he is. And so what he really wanted was he really wanted to be able to survive his cancer treatment and still smoke and drink. Now, I don't advocate this, but my job is to really get in and align with what the person's really wanting. So that was the approach we took, that he was just going to survive the, you know, his mind and his body was going to survive the treatment and his lifestyle was just going to continue. And he did. And he is. And he's doing great.
Wow.
So
story.
Probably not the best example because it sounds like I might be advocating, you know, bad habits when you have cancer. But it's not up to me. It's up to the person and what they're wanting. So, if you know, if somebody's having panic, you know, then we kind of go in after the what's the belief system around that panic. And then if we can get to the heart of what's really going on, then I can create a very powerful audio for that person to create change and shift what's going on in their mind.
Yeah. So when you said that you always wanted to do a show like this.
Yeah. Is this true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You always had a dream of doing a show like this. Did you think it would be a radio show? What was in your mind when you visualized? You got a website. It looks good. There's lots of great information on it. What did you visualize?
What I visualized was doing exactly what I'm doing, being able to have a venue. You know, I said at the beginning that I'm on a mission, and the mission is like I said, just to seize. And Ron's my witness. I seize every opportunity I get to talk to people if they're talking, and I sense there's an opening and there's a situation, and if I can throw some information on their situation that'll create a shift for them, I do it. I do a lot of work for free. You know, I also work at the mission with students there. So what I visualized was just me having a venue, a radio show where I could begin to start to get information out to people that is going to help make shifts, going to help set people free. And so much of what comes up when people come to my office and meet with me is 90% around relationships. And that's been, you know, again, like I said, that's been about a 20-year study of mine. And, you know, my family will testify to that. My kids come to me. Their friends come to me. My friends come to me. Friends come to me. Not because I'm special, but because the information's there. And it makes sense. Information makes sense.
And
so,
are you
talking about relationships between lovers? Are you talking about relationships with sister brothers? Relationships of all sorts?
Primarily right now what I'm talking about is romantic relationships or dating, you know, trying to get into dating relationships, because that will bring up the biggest problems the quickest. Whether you're, you know, just going about your daily life or you're in an addiction, how to navigate the treacherous waters of a relationship. And you know, there's just a lot of really phenomenal information that's simple to share and can make small shifts for people. And we've shared some of those. I've been on the talk show, and we've shared and had a good time laughing about some of them. But understanding the differences between the way we're designed, just the way we're biologically designed, counseling is not going to change that design. I know there's new things like hormone therapy that people do, but I that's not my specialty. But by design, there are natural differences, and just throwing information at people around those differences is really helpful. I think. What do you think, Ron? You've heard me.
No, you're absolutely. But I just wanted to say that because of you, Linda, and Carl, is she seeing this dream come true?
Yeah.
And we really appreciate
the
fact that you've, you know, suggested. Or you thought you should go ahead and do this show. Because
you had faith.
Yeah, and we didn't really know that was a big dream when you said that.
Yeah, but you know, Ron, I mean, like, you know, down the road, I think maybe this is the first, you know, kind of like you're getting a feeling what it's like to be in the box, and like, who's listening? I have. I told you, it's like almost like you're in space. You're in an outer space right now. You're in a ship, and you don't know. You know, you're trying to navigate it. And Liam, I would encourage Liam to, who's your wonderful producer,
hey,
to chime in, because you know he's got questions. I'm sure not just maybe. Not necessarily about relationships, but, you know, he's a wonderful musician, and dealing with relationships with people and people and tapes and how you break through and egos and how men think certain ways and women think certain ways.
Which
and,
we will be talking about.
It's something that I think it's applicable in not just your romantic life, but in how you're, if you're working and how guys are different, how they process things.
And approach things, yes. And that's one of the things I was going to talk about tonight, is just the basic difference between, and it's the basic, but it's huge. It casts a big net between men being single-focused, and that's how they approach their world to produce a result. They are focused on a specific result that they want to produce. And women are more not single focus, we're more diffused focus. So our awareness is everywhere, hence the kids coming to mom, where's my this, where's my that? And we know, because
oh my God,
we just, our awareness dissolves into our environment in many different directions at once. So it looks like we're multitasking. And it's not so much that we're multitasking, it's just that we've got a lot of information at different areas coming at us that we can pay attention to.
And I'm really excited to start talking about that soon. Because
back from the break, I know I've got questions,
okay,
too.
Okay.
Just, like, I'd love to segue off on that.
All right.
Yay.
Cool.
Yay, thank you.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
For years, the Redding Rancheria has given back to our community. Friday, September 9th marks the 20th anniversary of the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Since its inception, the fund has granted approximately $3.8 million in support of our community. This year, we will be celebrating 66 organizations that we have been able to help, with an evening surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping us to continue the cycle of giving. The 20th anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner is brought to you by this station and proud sponsors.
Hello there. Welcome back to the Ask L Show. Just starting tonight. First time, this is co-host Ron Lim. And we are being brought to you by our sponsor, Carlene's Restaurant, and Deja Vu, two of our favorite restaurants, especially Deja Vu. We go there a lot, and the food is so good. So be sure and drop in and check it out if you haven't already. And here's Ask L.
And Linda.
Oh, and Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hey. Hey. You know, I like to go in where I go. My little secret place in Deja Vu is, and it's not my only secret place, is like when I meet a friend for coffee, I love to go into the left, and there's upstairs there's couches and tables, and downstairs is this little couch behind an alcove. And it's very, you know, a quiet place to have coffee and catch up with you. That at 45, just like a 45-minute window or an hour. And you know, I have two or three friends. That's what I do. And they have a wonderful coffee bar there. So, yeah, I like that.
The best coffee.
We go there all the time.
Yeah.
They actually make a coffee named Captain Ron. I just go in and say, I want a Captain Ron.
I get to see my daughter. She works there, too.
I went in there with a Captain Ron hat one day, and I said, let's just make yours Captain Ron. Okay.
Well, it's pretty brave of you, Ron, because, you know, eventually you'll just have to share with those people listening to this show, because you will build a following.
Okay. Well, I've already been harassed by my friends.
You'll build a following
and family.
People, and you'll talk about maybe some issues that you know, I don't, issues is just a, you know, issue is kind of an ugly word maybe because it sounds like, oh, they have issues. Just whatever it is, so it's like a breakthrough, a thought process. And before we took that break, you were talking about how women, I mean, how many men that are listening right now can relate, or women can relate to this. Your husband goes to the refrigerator. He's looking for the milk.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not in the front row. He doesn't hunt past the front row.
Yeah, and I say to my husband, if it was a beautiful woman, you'd sure find it.
I don't know about that.
I mean, it's the truth, because they can spot through, you know, the hunter, you know, can find, but God forbid looking for a sock or a whatever it is in the refrigerator when it's right there. And you're talking about, you know, I hear people laughing.
You
at the
sound
background.
Upset.
No, I'm not upset at all. I think it's so funny. We talk about it, and I laugh, and he goes, I'm busted. But, I mean, so that is, you're talking about that.
Yeah.
That has to do with the wiring.
It has to do with the wiring and just understanding that men are single-focused. They're focused on what it is they're wanting to produce, whatever result they're wanting to produce. In that moment, it is not necessarily finding a sock. They have the amazing ability to filter out any and all information not pertinent to whatever it is they're focused on in the moment. Mm-hmm. We can't do that. Everything's screaming at us. And it's mean. The sock's on the floor. Why haven't you put me away? And the pillow's like, why am I crooked? And, you know, the lint on the floor is like, what's wrong with you? You haven't picked up the lint. It's not inside our head. It's the environment screaming at us.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally
mm-hmm.
noisy to us. We have to have, really, for women, we need peace, and that peace comes from being able to influence our environment in a beautiful and peaceful way. And if we can't, it's noisy to us. But for men, if they're not, if the sock is out of their sphere of importance in that moment, they're just not going to be focused on it.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad you answered some of these questions. I know you've got a lot more to talk about, so I don't want to, you know, monopolize the
that's
time.
Okay. You're doing great. Please, monopolize.
No, monopolize. This is our first night.
This is our first night.
You know, we're
trying
to
really
figure
helpful
out.
Having you. Thank you so much. Can you come back next Tuesday?
yeah, you know, it'd be really great to have maybe some of the people that you've helped that will
yes.
be glad
yeah.
to talk about this
yes.
with you and testimony, you know?
Yeah,
we've approached
powerful.
Some.
Yeah.
We have approached some, and they
yeah.
do want to.
Yeah, and some people have approached us as well, want to be on the show. So we're working on setting those things up. And then also, as questions come in, if there's areas that are outside of my sphere of expertise, then working on getting experts that can weigh in on that particular topic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, yeah, we also wanted to mention, too, that if, you know, we want the viewers, the listeners, to
yep.
Call in to the station, but we also, if you need to get hold of us, you have to, you can get through to me on my Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
Ron Lim and Ask Elle. And ask questions. We would like you to submit topics that you'd like to hear about.
Mm-hmm. Questions.
Maybe if you want to be on the show,
yep.
Let us know. But those are the ways to get to us besides your website.
Yeah, the website's still a process. It's in the works, and so Facebook's a really good avenue for. I don't know, for some reason my Facebook page doesn't seem like it's populated. Like people have a hard time finding it. I'm not sure why, but they can find Ron's really easy and always go to his Facebook page and post questions or his Messenger, ask questions if they don't want to put it on the.
Do you have any books that or articles that you would suggest reading for listeners that still don't understand the ITT.
RTT, the Rapid Transformational Therapy.
Yeah.
You know, it's
people could know what that means because it's words right now.
Right, I get that. And there's, as far as books go, the Marissa Peer is the one who developed RTT, and she's internationally known as the top in her field. So she does have several books out on specific things, weight loss. But as far as learning about RTT, it's pretty simple to Google rapid transformational therapy, and a lot of information will come up on what it is.
Okay. Sounds great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So.
All right.
You have
so
any more
what
questions?
Are you doing at the mission?
So what I do at the mission is I have an office. I have my own office, and then students that have the mission is twofold. There's the part of the mission that services the I would say homeless community, and then there's a whole another aspect of the mission. Maybe people don't realize it's a whole recovery program that I believe it's 18 months long. And so once students have been in the program long enough, I think it's about a year into it, they're in phase 3 and phase 4. And then they can come to me, and then we can start to work on any particulars they want to work on before they graduate over the next few months and get into the real world. I'm teaching a class there on relationships that seems to be doing really well right now. And so I'm there, and I work with students. And then I also see private clients there in my office, and as well as work remotely with people.
Well, great, guys. Thank you for answering a bunch of my questions. And like I said, congratulations. I'm going to head out now and talk to you after the show is over.
All right.
I'll call up the station after that and just, you know, let's hear what you got to say.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Bye. All right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
What are we
doing
next? What do you
want
to do next? Well,
you know what? What I was going to talk about tonight, and just kind of one topic, even though we have a lot of topics coming up in the future.
I have a few for you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Do you want to do this one later?
Okay. Yeah, we can do that later.
But I'll just give you a heads up. I want to know how to pick the right woman, okay?
Okay.
I'm sure all my friends are listening.
That's a whole hour show.
They're all thinking, Ron, you probably should listen to her.
We'll cover that. Some of the topics that we will cover in the future
are
some of the top signs that you're dealing with an emotionally broken person, how to know if you should keep trying in a relationship.
Mm, good one.
Some of the surprising things that men find beautiful, not what you think
really might
be. I mean, the obvious, of course. But
of course.
Did you have sex too soon in a relationship?
Yeah.
How to know if the person is really into you? I mean, this is just a short list of topics, but we're going to be going into so many
just
different topics.
Just give people an idea what
over
we're
the
doing.
Weeks and months, yes. You know, right person, wrong time. Do people still want a relationship today? The keys to picking the right person. Why are you single and can't find love? How to find that perfect relationship partner? So those are some of the topics. Tonight I thought I would just kind of address the one that seems to be of most interest to people, and that is what I touched on a little bit ago, which is how the just biologically speaking, the male brain is different than the female brain. And we talked about this, that men have the amazing ability to compartmentalize. We referred to their brain as a waffle, and there's little
mm-hmm.
compartments.
Yes, we are.
So you have the ability to keep things in their little compartments, keep them where they belong. It's not messy. And It's a useful design because it keeps you alive. You know, when you're fighting a battle, you've got to be focused in the foxhole. And you need the people that have your back to be focused in the foxhole. So that goes back to men being single focused. And then I said the women's brain.
About the women. Well, let's hear about your brain.
Mine. It's like a plate of spaghetti. Everything's connected to everything.
Discombobulated.
You pull on one, you never know what you're going to get.
You guys can multitask, right?
It's kind of like multitasking. Looks like we're multitasking. It's just that we're trying to manage a lot of things at once that are calling our attention. But if we weren't designed that way, we would put the macaroni and cheese on the stove and the baby would drown in the bathtub. We would be single focused on the macaroni and the kid would die. So the reason we're designed with this ability to really have our focus everywhere is, it's for survival.
So when I go shopping, I have one mission to find that pair of pants and
typically men know what they're getting. They're going to go get that thing. And
what is it for you to go get a pair of pants?
I'm not a good one to ask because I actually hate shopping.
Sound like a man.
But for women, it's a very different experience. They're not single focused typically on one thing. They can be, but shopping's a whole different experience. And so, yeah, I was going to get into that a little bit about how men are single focused and women are not so single focused and how this relates to the difference in how men and women feel safe.
It's about time for us to take a break. We don't have to quite yet. We can always move it around. But
okay. Yeah, we can take a break. Yeah. That's a good place to stop. I'll pick it back up afterwards. Yeah.
Okay.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi there, welcome back to Ask Elle, our first night tonight, and I'm Ron Lim, the co-host, and this show is brought to you by our favorite restaurants, Carlene's and Deja Vu. So, Ask Elle, I'm going to call you L.
Yeah.
So single focus. You were talking about single focus. How does that work when you're talking about dating?
Dating, yes. Yeah, single focus and we're going to call it single focus for men, diffused awareness for women. And, what happens is it causes the two people to show up very differently on a date. And so I'll give you an example of that. So a man, when what makes men feel safe is when they're single focused and they want to produce a result. Getting the result that they want to produce makes them feel safe. For women, it's feeling connected. We feel connected. When we feel connected, we feel safe. So what happens when you go on a date, let's just say the single focused man is going to go pick up his date, and he is focused on, he holds himself accountable for the success of that date. She doesn't know that. She just is hoping that they're going to connect and have a good time together. But so when he picks her up, he gets in the car, and he is underway. So he is focused on getting to the restaurant. He's got to get to the restaurant. He wants to get to the restaurant, and she suddenly wants to connect with him. So they're sitting in the car together. He's focused. He's driving, wants to get to the restaurant. And she's looking around. Oh, look, have you been there? She's looking around at the scenery, trying to talk. And he's like, well, what? And so she feels him focused. She feels like he's disconnected, and suddenly she's very internally agitated and wondering what's wrong. Uh-oh. What did I do wrong? He doesn't want to talk to me. And it has nothing to do with that. It's just that he's focused. That's how he's designed. So it doesn't end there. It doesn't end with getting to the restaurant. And once he gets to the restaurant, then he's focused on getting a table. Once you get the table, then you're focused on making sure that you got water, got menus, got everything you need. He's focused.
Wants to make it
he's trying
good,
to produce the result of this being successful.
Successful.
For her, she's looking at it like, he's just not connecting. He doesn't like me. What did I do wrong? What did I say wrong?
Wow.
He's not interested. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit,
right.
but that's kind of how it looks like on a date. But and so what I share with women is, you know, he will be focused on making sure each one of these events leading up to the dinner is in place.
When he start connecting?
He starts connecting when the water's poured and he's played with his silverware a little bit and everything's in order and they've ordered food. Then he can kind of take a breath, and you'll see him. He'll just sort of take a breath and look at you and go, So, how was your day?
So ladies probably should wait until then to start talking.
If you want to make the date wonderful, the most... Liam's laughing. I want to know why. Just don't do anything. Sit there and smile and wait. If you smile, if you just sit there and smile, because the most important result for him to produce is you being happy. He just wants to know that he's made you happy.
Exactly.
Yes.
Liam, what are you laughing about?
Liam's laughing. What is
she
it?
She knows all the secrets, man.
She
knows everything.
Oh, no.
No, I'm like, wow.
She's letting them out.
Anyway.
Thank you, Leo.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. So, I mean, smiling and just being comfortable and letting them know you're just happy to be there. You don't have to hold yourself responsible, women, for the date. He already is. Just look happy. Be happy. And then as soon as everything's settled, he'll look at you and he'll let you know he's ready to engage. Now, God forbid you change venue, because the process starts all over again.
Oh, no.
And you're gonna leave the restaurant, and you're going to go to the beach. So suddenly you've had this nice chat at dinner, and he's talking, you're connecting, it's going wonderful, you feel so good, you're warm and fuzzy. And then you're going to leave the restaurant, and the process starts over. He is now transitioning and focused. Now we've got to get to the next venue.
Mission.
Yeah. So, if you know that as a woman, then it's easier to feel a little more settled inside your body. He's not disconnecting. He's not disinterested. He's just focused. And he's doing it because he wants to produce a result for you. It's actually very noble.
So this is information that's good for dating.
Well, it's one little piece of information. It's just an example of how single focus and diffuse focus show up on a date, and diffuse focus produces the result of women being able to connect. So, and when men single focus, truly, it does feel like you've withdrawn and disconnected. And
So what is it if there, this is a married couple?
Yeah.
Is that the same?
Yes. Doesn't change.
Doesn't change. Nope. Oh.
Doesn't change. Here's what it looks like in a marriage.
Oh, really? I thought maybe it would be different.
Like, no,
they know each other.
It's not, because it's a biological design. You know, counseling is not going to change this.
Oh.
It's the biology of how you're designed. It's a process of getting to know each other and learning to understand each other. And there's amazing growth in that and support. And then you can have each other's back and learning little tricks. So one of those tricks would be, one of the examples would be, I use this one a lot because when men are focusing between one event and another, they need transition time. That time of transition, they're single focused, so they have to pull out of that focus on something else. Women don't need that. We're like a splatter painting. We can literally just at lightning speed show up in different moments. And we have to be able to.
So we have to close that compartment.
It's the beauty of how we are designed. You know, it's the, what allows us to raise more than one kid at a time. So a man will be at work and he's ready to come home. So he's transitioning from work to home. He is underway. He's on the freeway and he is underway. So then when he gets home, he's got to transition from being underway to being home. He's still got to make that transition. So once he gets home, he still has to take everything that he's been dealing with in the day. And I don't understand this. I just know that it works this way from talking to hundreds and hundreds of people. That he has to go put things away in his boxes. He needs a moment of transition so he can go put things away in their boxes. Well, what that looks like, a woman who's been home with the kids all day, is he walks in the door, kind of walks past her. He's looking for a smile from her. So really, that's the nicest thing you can do. Smile at your husband when he walks through the door. And know that he just cannot show up well for you until he gets everything put away in those boxes. And then what I tell women is, I know it sounds unfair, but it's just the way that it is. He will come back and find you when he's got everything put away. He needs a shower. Might mean he needs to read the paper, whatever it is that he does. He will come find you. And when he comes and finds you, he will look at you and say, how was your day? And then you can start to unload that bucket of emotional boat trash you've been carrying around all day. And that's a whole nother topic, but maybe not for tonight. I don't know how time-wise, what do we got, Liam?
You're looking at like 2.5 minutes.
Oh, 2.5 minutes. But, just keep talking.
Okay, so talking. If us men have to close, or if we're so neat with these compartments, let me close one before you open the next one. Why can't we have socks and underwear and all that stuff in the right place, neat? Or I can't anyway.
Well, because it's not important to you.
No.
It's just not what you're focused on. If it's not important to you, you have to have some kind of motivation for, men have to feel a motivation for, to produce a particular result.
Well, I guess when I need clean
underwear.
That doesn't
underwear. Motivate you, yeah. Then no, well, you're not going to do it.
Needing clean underwear motivates.
The only time I clean my room is when I know my girlfriend's coming over.
And you're motivated.
No,
you're motivated.
My room, she's been so busy the last week, I haven't seen her.
Oh,
and
no.
You should see that room.
I'd like to.
Yeah, anyways.
Thank you, Liam.
Okay. Yeah, well, everyone has different motivations for different things. Yeah. So
that's one, just one small example of how that might look in a marriage. Another, I don't know. We got a minute. What do we got?
You have like a minute and a half.
Yeah. So, you know, once he's got everything put away, he'll come back and he'll find you and he'll connect with you. What men don't understand is how terrifying it feels to the woman when he disconnects. And he's not trying to disconnect. You just focused. You've
right.
focused, so you've pulled your energy away from us, which, by the way, in courtship, we get all your focus. It's awesome. And we think that's who we're marrying.
Oh.
Or dating. And then
we call it the best foot forward, right?
Well, I don't know if it's best foot forward, but you're focused. You're focused on a result. You are courting and you want to produce a result of having this person in your life. And then once that is secure to you, then your focus shifts to something else, and the woman is like, what did I do? You're not, how come I'm not getting texts 67 times a day like I was? And so it shifts, and we feel it. We feel it, and it feels scary.
Like if
because
the
disconnection feels like.
Like when the heart emojis disappear and things like that. You don't know.
Kind of like that. Yeah kind of like that.
When the emojis go away.
Yeah, when emojis stop coming and the hearts and the flowers and all the cute little things they send in text.
So we're going to, pretty soon, and we're going to talk about main topics next time. But please go ahead and contact me or ask